Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Well, we're still close to the beginning of Lent, and I want to say here just before I take a look at the readings, I want to say, please, please, please take these days seriously. There is great grace available. Grace is God sharing his life with us. There's great grace available to you if you open your heart, if you're willing to look at yourself and say, what's the sin in my life that most impedes God's working in me? What's the sin that blinds and deafens me sometimes to God so much so that I don't even realize it sometimes? What's the sin in me that causes the most hurt to other people? And then bring that during this season, bring that before God and say, teach me, teach me. Receive communion as often as you can during these weeks. Take some time of adoration at the Blessed Sacrament. Read the scripture. You're going to hear me saying this again and again, but these are the antidotes to the world trying to put its values on us. Let's take a look at the first reading today, the book of the prophet Daniel, chapter 9, verses 4 to 10. Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments, we have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled. We have departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced even to this day. Put that into your own words. Whatever is true about you, what have you rejected? What have you turned away from? What is God asking that you do not obey? Prophet Daniel goes on, we, the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them because of their treachery toward you. O Lord, we are shamefaced, like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord, our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. That law for us is the Ten Commandments. Take a look at the Ten Commandments. Take a look. Pay attention. What am I doing? What am I not doing that I should be doing? And what am I doing that I should not be doing? And what am I not doing that I should? Be honest with yourself. You don't have to go from the day you were born until now. That's not what I'm, right now in your life. What is it that you are doing that you should not be doing? And what is God asking you to do that you just don't want to? What good are you doing and what evil are you doing? Face it. Look at it. Because all God wants to do is set you free and show you the path to take. But in order for us to see clearly and to hear clearly, we've got to reject those things that take us away from God. Psalm 79 says, Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. If we had, we'd all be condemned to hell, probably. Not really. That's an aside. But many of us should be punished deeply. But if we turn to him, if we repent and turn to him, he will bless us abundantly. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past, Psalm 79. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. Let the prisoner's sign come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture will give thanks to you forever. Through all generations, we will declare your praise. That's a powerful psalm. Make that prayer your own. Make that prayer your own now. Make it for the rest of Lent. Make it a daily prayer, Psalm 79, at least the section that's here for the reading for today. Ponder it. Genuinely repent. Give thanks to God for his showing you and helping you to face your sin. Receive the compassion of God and then go out and give that away to others. Just as you have received it, go and give it to those who have hurt you. And the gospel is the gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 36 to 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." Stop judging. Oh my goodness, isn't that hard to do? Stop judging. It's almost like automatic. Oh, that person must be this, or that person must be that, or that's the reason they did it. We really don't know. We really don't know. We've misjudged a lot of people. The best way to deal with it, unless it's your official responsibility, is that you don't make judgments on people. You may look at their action and say, that's not a good action. But at the same time, be very careful because you don't know the intent or motive. Even if something looks stupid from the outside, there might be a very good intent that God will bless. Stop judging. You will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Oh, brothers and sisters, I speak about it so much, but it's probably one of the very biggest obstacles we have to the grace and the power and the mercy of God is that we have received the mercy of God in our sin, but we refuse to give it to another. That's very serious business. And you need to take stock of that. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, packed together, shaken down, overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. The Lord is saying very clearly, as you give, so will you be given too. If I'm stingy, if I ignore the needs of others, if my heart has hatred in it for some reason, and I pour that out on others, oh, brothers and sisters, beware. Seriously, take stock. Take an inventory. And don't be afraid of how enormous it is, if it is enormous. You'll probably find that there's two or three things that you perpetually do that are sinful. It narrows down after a while. And there will probably be certain things you do. Take the two or three biggest ones and address them during this Lent. Look at it. What can I do? What can I do? If you feel like you need to write a letter to somebody forgiving them because you can't face them, that's okay as a start. But the way that healing comes is for you to be able to look the person in the eye and say, "Will you please forgive me?" Don't add excuses. You can say, like, "I know that I made a very great mistake, and I'm sorry." You don't have to go into detail unless somebody asks you a question. But forgive. Let it go. It'll be like a heavy weight off your shoulders. You don't sometimes even recognize the weight of unforgiveness that any of us can carry. God wants you to know his mercy for you. But if you refuse to extend mercy, you put an obstacle to you and God. God will forgive you. The moment you ask God, it's forgiven, and forgiven is forgotten. And the Lord says to us, go and do likewise. It's hard. But when you begin to see the fruit, not only in other people, but in yourself, when you see the freedom that it brings you, it changes a lot for you. And you find yourself drawing closer to the Lord and more grateful to him for the sacrament of reconciliation and more grateful for the instruction that his word gives us. Go and be reconciled. Remember, he tells us in the scripture, if you are at the altar, in other words, if you're in prayer, and if you remember that you have done something against your neighbor, leave there and go, be reconciled, and then come back and offer your gifts. Act. Don't say, oh, well, someday, or if I run into them, or when I feel better, or whatever. No, go now. Be reconciled. Even if the other person says, no, I'm not going to forgive you, then the burden falls on them. Don't worry about that. If you sincerely go and say, will you please forgive me? And the other person says, no, don't worry. God has forgiven you. Then pray for that person that they may have the grace to respond to you. Don't get angry all over again and see, look what I did. I asked for forgiveness and they wouldn't give it to me. Don't go down that path. Just say, okay, Lord, please touch the heart of this person and change them. And just say to the person, then I will pray for you. And if they say, I don't want your prayer, it's okay. Just walk away and start praying for the person. Be willing to be humble. Be willing to receive the strength that God will give you. That's his promise. That's what he does. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Look at the gift being given. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. When you give forgiveness, all of that will be measured out to you. You will receive. Jesus says in other places, you will receive 100-fold. So brothers and sisters, trust in God. Trust in his promises. And then be willing to acknowledge your sin. Just be willing to say it. I did it. It's hard to say. I remember the first time I got that out of my mouth. It was hard. I did it. I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? It's the hardest thing that I could get out of my mouth. Now, it's relatively easy because I know the nearness of God when we do forgive, when we do give up grudges or resentment or anger or bitterness. That's what it all leads to, which is ugly. We want to be the children of God. We want to be the sons and daughters of God. We want to be the disciples of the Lord Jesus. That's who we want to be. In this dark world, may we be the light shining in it. That's what God has for us. This is not, oh, Lent, oh, I can't wait till Lent's over. This is a time for incredible grace and freedom and healing and restoration. So brothers and sisters, I do urge you, take these next weeks, do whatever you need to do to shift your schedule so that God has first place, that he can speak to his heart, that you read his word, that you receive him in the Eucharist, you adore him in the Blessed Sacrament. All of that is a season of grace that will change your life. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.